Hello, everybody. A good night of Shabbos to all. So I wanted today, perhaps, to continue on the Mincha theme of yesterday, but because it is Erev Shabbos, but I'll leave you with a short Dvar Torah on the Parsha. And you know, when I was growing up, there were these comedy duos. The truth is, they were before my time, but it was still very much part of things that we watched. Lauren Hardy, but Abbott and Costello. I'm not sure if you guys are into that. I've heard of these people. You have other, whenever you have a duo, let's say nowadays maybe Penn and Teller perhaps is one. I'm not sure how many there are. Nowadays they can say they are like a comedy duo or a singing duo, like it used to be a singing duo, Sonny and Cher. Again, I don't know if you guys are shy after any of these things. But the question I always had would be, why would, let's say, Abbott and Costello, why is Abbott before Costello? Is there any reason why we didn't say Costello and Abbott? Or let's say Salt and Pepper, why is Pepper not? We don't say pepper and salt. There must be a reason, either the flow of how it sounds, or perhaps salt maybe is more usual than pepper. Some say Abbott was the setup guy, and Costello usually provided the punchlines. You know, you can go ahead and don either way as to why. And the Parsha comes up because you have, sometimes the Torah says Moshe and Aaron, and sometimes it says Aaron v'Moshe. And, you know, who was, why would, what the order, what's out the order? Rashi actually dwells on this and says that it's to teach us that they are both equal. Moshe the Aaron and Aaron Moshe, why is the order switched? Because you really cannot say that either one is more chashuv than the other. Beautiful. Moshe and Aaron, brothers working together as a team. But the question I guess we all should have is, I thought that Moshe was the greatest Navi of all time. Well, come to Moshe, that is part of the Yigimini Karim. So Moshe clearly was more important than Aaron. And he gave us the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu. All right, Aaron had a very important job, but you know, still Moshe seems for sure to be the Iker. How could Rashi say to Shkulin Zebazel that they were equals? And Moshe Feinstein asked this question. And he says, well, that gufa is the lesson. He has two answers. One answer is that even if one is a lesser dominant role in the team, if you are part of a team and you contribute, your contribution is so chashuv, you're as if you are part, you are just as great. Let's say you have a quarterback. You say, oh, the main guy in a football team is the quarterback, perhaps the pitcher, the goalie. But no, you wouldn't, when you list a team off, you don't give them prominence because every other player that contributes is an integral part of the team as well. And having a minor role, Rashi is teaching us, does not mean you are less important and therefore you are in some way shakal zebazeh. Beautiful lesson in terms of not the primary person. Contribute, you're part of the team, and then you are no less as important. The other lesson that Rashi and Moshe writes as far as why we go back and forth with Moshe and Aaron is also a very interesting, very beautiful lesson. And that is that although Moshe achieved more than Aaron, however, the fact of the matter is Moshe achieved all that he could achieve. Aaron achieved, fully fulfilled his potential as well. And because of that, he is just as great. That is not, you don't measure a person's achievement and accomplishment based upon what he actually did, but what he could have done, what exactly his potential was. One student that gets 100 on a test is just as, okay, great. But if he should get 100, then terrific. No great shakes. A student who really has the ability to really get a 60 and he gets an 80, so he got 20 points above what his ability really normally could be, because he studied and went crazy studying, and he did better, then that's fine. Let's say both get an 80. So same grade. Yeah, but the one who should have gotten 100 should have gotten 100. Why did he get an 80? So clearly he didn't fulfill his potential, and therefore the 80 student, the 80 grade, that was from a person who could have, should have gotten, normally would get a 60 on regular studying, is actually more important. Moshe writes, this is also a lesson that comes up. The story, Gemara has a story about a certain Amora that kind of was in a coma. And when he came back, he said he saw the other world. and a famous Gemara, and his father said to him, what do you see? And he said, Olam hafuchos risi. I saw an upside down world. And his father said, no, what you didn't see is upside down. You saw the right side up. We have an upside down world. And Moshe writes, what's pshat? Because in this world, we see, those who are great, they're on top. Those who accomplish a lot are on top. And those who accomplish less, they're on the bottom. They're not given as much prominence. But in the next world, you're not judged by what you have accomplished, but what you could have accomplished, what you should have accomplished, and what you achieve based on your potential. And therefore, people who have accomplished so much great things, when really, nothing was expected of them, and yet they went beyond, they achieved their full potential, or beyond, then that is more important than a person who achieved more, but could have achieved more than that other person, but could have achieved more based upon the potential that Hashem has given him to accomplish in this world. All right, and that's why Moshe and Aaron both achieved their potential, and therefore they are both equal. Have a wonderful Shabbos, everybody, and we'll pick up on the theme of the Mincha, Be'ez Hashem, on Sunday.